Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to be doing a deep dive into the Book of Isaiah.
Okay.
And we're going to be using Dr. Marv Wilson's teachings to sort of guide our deep dive today.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and we're going to be looking at how these ancient prophecies connect to our modern lives
Right.
and maybe even reveal some surprising insights behind some of those familial verses that we all hear so much about.
Well, one of the things that struck me about Dr. Wilson's approach is how he goes beyond the surface level of just like the rituals and traditions. And he delves into like the core of what it means to actually like be spiritual, which I think might surprise some people.
Yeah, you're right. It's not about just going through the motions. He really emphasizes this idea that like inner moral integrity outweighs outward religious practices. And
Absolutely.
it's that thing of like actions speak louder than words.
Yes.
It's sort of like
Yeah.
that. It makes me think like, wouldn't it be amazing if we all focused on like genuine transformation rather than just appearances,
Right.
you know?
And it's a powerful message. And what's interesting is that it's not like unique to Isaiah.
Oh, really?
Dr. Wilson points out that this theme also echoes in the teachings of Micah, who
Micah.
was another prophet from the same era.
Micah. For those who might not be familiar, could you give us a little background on him
Sure.
and why his words are relevant here?
So Micah was a contemporary of Isaiah, and he also challenged the hypocrisy he saw in the religious practices of his time. He emphasized social justice and condemned empty rituals, much like Isaiah did. And Dr. Wilson draws a fascinating parallel between these prophets and Jesus, who centuries later also confronted the Pharisees for prioritizing outward piety over genuine love and compassion. So it's like this consistent thread throughout scripture that reveals what God truly values.
Wow, that's a great point. It's like a wake-up call to all of us that like true faith
Yes.
goes beyond just saying the right things, but
Yeah.
about like aligning our actions with our beliefs.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So how does Dr. Wilson bring this concept of inner transformation to life?
Well, he uses some really vivid imagery from the ancient world, particularly when he breaks down Isaiah 1.18, that famous verse about forgiveness.
So this is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
Isaiah 1.18 talks about washing away our sins until they are white as snow.
Right?
And Dr. Wilson uses the analogy of dyes, right?
Yes, he explains that in ancient times, scarlet and crimson dyes, which were derived from a specific type of worm, were highly prized for their permanence.
So like it would stain?
It's like if you spilled that on your clothes, it was practically impossible to remove. Yeah.
And he connects that to how like deeply ingrained sin can be in our lives,
Exactly.
like a stain that we can't get rid of on our
It's
own.
like a stain we can't get rid of. And that's what makes the comparison to God's forgiveness so powerful. So you think about how precious and rare those dyes were in ancient times and how difficult they were to produce. If those represent how stuck we are in our sin, God's forgiveness is so potent that it can completely cleanse us, making us whiter than like freshly washed wool.
It really makes you appreciate the magnitude of God's
It
grace,
does.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like no matter how messed up we think we are,
Right.
His forgiveness is always
It
available,
is.
and it's powerful enough to wipe the slate
It's
clean.
a beautiful image of redemption and second chances. And it leads us to the bigger picture that Dr. Wilson highlights, which is God's vision for a transformed world, a kingdom built on righteousness. He draws a parallel between Isaiah and Micah, who both envisioned a future where nations would come to Jerusalem, not for political power or military might, but to learn God's ways and walk in his paths.
This idea of walking the walk is so
It
powerful.
is.
You know, it's not enough to just know the right
Got to
things.
live it out.
We have to live it out. But isn't that a bit idealistic considering like the
Well,
state of the world today? I
yes.
mean, how can we even begin to imagine a world where everyone is striving for this kind of righteousness?
Well, Dr. Wilson reminds us that this concept of walking with God is a recurring theme throughout the entire Bible. You think about Noah, Enoch, Abraham. They all lived lives that demonstrated an active faith. Even Jesus emphasized the importance of putting faith into action.
So it's not just about knowing the rules, but about actively living them out,
Right.
making faith a journey rather than just a destination.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that both Isaiah and Michael envision a giant where this way of life leads to lasting peace.
Okay.
Not a peace achieved through military strength or political maneuvering.
Right.
But through a genuine transformation of hearts.
So it's not about conquering others, but about conquering ourselves.
Yeah.
About allowing God's principles to shape our lives and create a world where peace comes from within.
That's a key insight.
Yeah.
And it challenges us to think about how we can contribute to that vision in our own lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful thought, a world where peace flows from inner transformation.
Yeah.
But how does that translate to the very real conflicts that we see all around us? You know, I mean, Isaiah was writing at a time when nations were constantly at war.
Right.
How does his message apply to a world where violence and aggression seem so deeply ingrained?
That's a great question, and it's something Dr. Wilson addresses directly.
Okay.
He points out that Isaiah wasn't afraid to confront, like, the harsh realities of his time.
Okay.
In fact, Isaiah directly challenged the nations, especially their dependence on military power. It's like he was saying, you think your weapons will bring you security. Think again.
And that's that famous line about turning swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks.
Yes.
It's such a powerful image.
It is.
You know, taking the tools of destruction and transforming them into tools of creation.
Right.
It makes you wonder, what would it look like to apply that concept today?
It's a radical idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Dr. Wilson suggests that it's not just about literal disarmament.
Okay.
But about a fundamental shift in our approach to conflict.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that true and lasting peace can't be built on violence or domination.
So it's more about changing hearts and minds.
Exactly.
Finding ways to resolve conflict peacefully.
Right.
And build relationships based on respect and understanding.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the core of Isaiah's message.
Okay.
God's kingdom is built on righteousness, on justice and compassion.
Okay.
Not on force or coercion.
Yeah.
It's a vision that challenges us to imagine a world where power isn't measured by military might,
right,
but by the strength of our commitment to living out God's principles.
That's a pretty tall order, especially when we look at the news headlines.
It is.
It's easy to feel overwhelmed by all the conflict and injustice in the world.
Yeah.
How do we even begin to live out this vision of peace in the face of such overwhelming challenges?
Well, Dr. Wilson reminds us that this vision of a world transformed by God's justice isn't some far-off, unattainable ideal.
Okay.
He emphasizes that this transformation begins right now.
Oh, okay.
With each of us choosing to align our lives with God's principles.
Okay.
He even points out that those ancient prophecies about the last days actually began with the coming of Christ.
So it's not about escaping from the world's problems or passively waiting for a future peace.
Right.
It's about actively engaging with the challenges, being agents of change.
Yes.
Contributing to a more just and peaceful world.
Yeah.
Starting right here, right now.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And while Isaiah spoke to a specific historical context, his message transcends time and place.
Okay.
His challenge to live authentically, to seek justice, and to be instruments of peace is just as relevant today as it was centuries ago.
Okay, but let's be realistic. How much impact can one person really have?
Yeah.
It's easy to feel like our individual efforts are just a drop in the ocean.
It's true. The world can feel incredibly vast and complex, and the problems we face can seem insurmountable.
Yeah.
But Dr. Wilson reminds us that God's kingdom isn't built on, like, grand gestures or sweeping revolutions.
Okay.
It's built on the seemingly small everyday choices we make to live out our faith in tangible ways.
So those little acts of kindness,
yeah,
speaking up against injustice,
yeah,
striving to live with integrity, even when no one's watching, those things actually matter.
Absolutely. Think of it like building a mosaic.
Okay.
Each individual piece might seem insignificant on its own.
Right.
But when they're all put together, they create a beautiful and intricate work of art. In the same way, our individual efforts to live out God's principles, however small they may seem, contribute to something much larger than ourselves.
Wow.
They become part of that grand tapestry of God's kingdom being woven throughout history.
That's a really encouraging thought.
Yeah.
It takes the pressure off feeling like we have to single-handedly solve the world's problems.
Right.
But it also empowers us to realize that we can each make a difference.
Exactly. And it connects back to that earlier point about walking the walk.
Yeah.
It's not just about having big dreams for the better world. It's about taking those daily steps towards living in alignment with God's will.
Okay.
Trusting that those individual efforts, however small, are contributing to something much bigger than ourselves.
This is making me think about the connection between inner transformation and outer action.
Yeah.
It seems like you can't really have one without the other.
That's a great observation. And it's something that Dr. Wilson emphasizes throughout his teaching.
Okay.
He points out that Isaiah doesn't just offer like a utopian vision.
Uh-huh.
He also confronts the harsh realities of human brokenness.
Yeah.
And the need for forgiveness.
Okay.
Remember that stark comparison he makes?
Oh, yeah.
Between the people of Israel and the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Wow. Yeah, that's a pretty intense image.
Yeah.
It shows that even those chosen by God can fall into patterns of injustice and corruption.
It's true.
So how does forgiveness fit into this whole idea of building God's kingdom?
It's essential.
Okay.
Because building a better world starts with acknowledging our own failings and embracing the transformative power of God's grace.
Okay.
It's not about pretending everything's okay.
Right.
Or ignoring the dark side of human nature.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing our need for forgiveness and allowing that forgiveness to motivate us toward positive change.
So it's not just about feeling sorry for our mistakes.
Right.
It's about actively turning away from harmful behaviors and seeking to make amends.
Right. Dr. Wilson highlights Isaiah's call to wash and make yourselves clean.
Okay.
To remove the evil of your doings,
it's
a call to action, a challenge to align our lives with God's principles, not just in word, but in deed.
Right.
And this is where that inner transformation piece comes in.
Okay.
True repentance involves a change of heart, a turning away from sin.
Yeah.
And towards God's righteousness.
Okay, so it sounds like Dr. Wilson is saying that real change starts on the inside.
Yeah.
And then works its way outward.
Exactly.
It's about allowing God's transforming power to work in us so that we can be agents of transformation in the world.
That's a great summary. And it's what makes these ancient teachings so relevant for us today.
Yeah.
They offer a timeless blueprint for building a better world.
Uh-huh.
A world where peace isn't just an abstract ideal, but a lived reality rooted in justice, compassion, and a deep commitment to living in harmony with God's will.
This is reminding me of that powerful imagery Isaiah uses about the scarlet and crimson dyes being washed white as smar.
Yeah.
It speaks to the complete and transformative power of God's forgiveness. It's like he's saying, no matter how messed up we think we are,
right,
God's grace is powerful enough to make us new again.
It's a beautiful image of renewal and restoration.
Yeah.
And it speaks to the profound impact that aligning ourselves with God's will can have on our lives. It's not just about following rules, but about experiencing a deep inner change that affects how we see the world and how we interact with others.
This transformation, this cleansing of the heart.
Right.
It's essential for building that peaceful future, the prophets envision, right?
You're absolutely right.
Because true peace can't just be imposed externally.
Yeah.
It has to flow from within.
And that's why Dr. Wilson emphasizes the importance of seeking God's guidance, learning his ways and walking in his paths.
Okay.
It's about cultivating a deep inner connection with God that informs our actions, shapes our character, and empowers us to be agents of peace and justice in the world.
So it's not just about trying to be good people,
right,
but about drawing on a deeper source of strength and wisdom,
allowing God's transforming power to work in our lives and flow through us into the world. Exactly. And that's where the study of the prophets becomes so relevant for us today.
Yeah.
Now remind us that true change begins with the heart.
Right.
And that aligning ourselves with God's vision for the world isn't just a religious duty, but a pathway to personal and societal transformation.
Yeah.
It's a challenge to embrace a way of life that prioritizes justice, compassion, and humility, recognizing that these values aren't just ideals, but the building blocks of a more peaceful and harmonious world.
It's inspiring to think that we can be part of something so much bigger than ourselves, that like our everyday choices can contribute to building a more just and peaceful world.
Right.
But it's also a little daunting, you know?
Yeah, it can feel that way.
Like, where do we even begin?
Well, I think Dr. Wilson would say that we begin with that inner transformation we've been talking about. It's about allowing God's grace to cleanse our hearts, to change our perspective.
Yeah.
and to empower us to see the world through his eyes.
Okay.
It's like putting on a new pair of glasses
right.
that help us see things more clearly with more compassion and understanding.
So instead of getting bogged down by the enormity of the world's problems,
right.
we start by focusing on our own hearts,
yeah.
on aligning our lives with God's principles.
Exactly. And that's not about being perfect
okay.
or trying to earn God's favor.
Right.
It's about recognizing our need for his guidance and grace.
Mm-hmm.
And allowing him to work in us to shape our character and to guide our steps.
It's like we're partnering with God in this whole kingdom building project.
Yes.
We're not just passive observers. We're active participants.
That's a great way to put it.
You know.
And that participation takes many forms.
Yeah.
It might involve volunteering in our communities.
Yeah.
Advocating for social justice.
Mm-hmm.
Or simply striving to live with integrity. In our everyday interactions.
So it's not about grandiose gestures or heroic feats.
Right.
But about those everyday choices we make to reflect God's love and justice in the world.
Exactly.
It's about choosing kindness over selfishness.
Yes.
Forgiveness over resentment.
Uh-huh.
And hope over despair.
You've got it. And I think that's what makes the message of the prophets so timeless and so powerful.
Yeah.
They remind us that true change begins with the heart.
Hmm.
And that aligning ourselves with God's vision for the world isn't just a religious duty,
yeah.
but a pathway to personal and societal transformation.
It's a call to embrace a way of life that prioritizes justice, compassion, and humility.
Absolutely.
Recognizing that these values aren't just ideals, but the building blocks of a more peaceful and harmonious world.
And while the prophets spoke to a specific historical context,
right.
their message transcends time and place.
Yeah.
Their challenge to live authentically, to seek justice, and to be instruments of peace is just as relevant today
yeah.
as it was centuries ago.
You know, what strikes me is that the prophets didn't just offer like a utopian vision. Mm. They also confronted the harsh realities of human brokenness.
Yes.
And the consequences of straying from God's path.
Right. Think about Isaiah's comparison of Israel to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
That's a pretty stark image.
Yeah. It's a reminder that we're all capable of falling short.
We are.
Of making choices that lead to pain and suffering.
Yeah.
But it's also a reminder that God's grace is always available.
It is.
That forgiveness is always possible.
Always.
And that forgiveness isn't just a passive acceptance of our wrongs.
Right.
It's a catalyst for change.
Yeah.
An invitation to turn away from harmful behaviors and to embrace a new way of life.
Remember Isaiah's call to wash and make yourself clean.
Yes.
To remove the evil of your doing.
It's a call to action.
It is.
A challenge to align our lives with God's principles, not just in word, but in deed.
Absolutely.
And it's a reminder that true repentance involves more than just feeling sorry.
Right.
It involves actively seeking to make amends and to live differently.
Precisely. And that brings us back to that beautiful imagery.
Yes.
Of the scarlet and crimson dyes being washed white as snow.
It's so powerful.
It speaks to the complete and transformative power of God's forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's like he's saying, no matter how messed up you think you are,
right.
my grace is powerful enough to make you new again.
It's a message of hope and redemption.
It is.
A reminder that no matter how far we've strayed, we can always turn back to God and find forgiveness and healing.
And that healing, that transformation,
yeah.
is what empowers us to be agents of change in the world.
Okay.
It's what gives us the strength to face the challenges of our time
mm-hmm.
and to contribute to the building of a more just and peaceful world.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Isaiah,
yeah.
we're left with a challenge. How can we allow these ancient prophecies to shape our own lives
right.
and our own vision for the future? Mm. How can we embrace that call to inner transformation and become instruments of God's peace and justice in the world?
That's the question.
It's a question worth pondering.
It is.
And it might just lead you to some unexpected answers.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive.